And finally, before we go to your calls, do you sleep with your pet? If you have a dog or a cat, or I don't know, maybe a bunny rabbit or a guinea pig, do you sleep with them? There's been a study of 1,500 American adults about this. Half of the people surveyed said they regularly sleep with their pet. And what is interesting is that the study shows that those people who sleep with pets have a worse night's sleep than people who don't. Now, I'm allergic to dogs and cats, so we don't have one, and therefore I don't sleep with one. But we used to have a cat when I was growing up who sometimes would come and sleep on my bed, although usually it was when I wasn't there. But do you sleep with your dog or cat? People do it because, you know, the dog loves it and people love it, and some people say it makes them feel safe. And once you do it, it's very hard to tell the dog that he can't do it again. But the American research suggests that if you regularly sleep with a dog or a cat, it is bad for your sleep. You're more likely, for example, to have insomnia.